3, 2, 1. It used to be that only the State Department and Department of Defense tried to keep us confused and confounded with words they use. You know how it went. Countries had talks so they wouldn't have to negotiate with each other. Of course, none of this would be a problem if the nation's news organizations didn't promote this stuff by using it in print, on the air, and on the internet. By refusing to ask government representatives for a clarification, or by refusing to be swayed by big words and nonsense constructions, reporters are just as guilty as those who perpetuate such language. But to make matters worse, this tendency towards meaningless jargon has spread almost everywhere. So, let me ask you this. How many of you routinely travel by riverboat? I bet not many. So, what is it with the phrase wheelhouse? Why do so many people talk about something being in their wheelhouse? I've heard lots of people use the meaningless phrase, and not one of them has a boat, much less a boat with a wheelhouse. If the phrase means it's related to something you're doing, why not just say so? Or try this one. Take it to the next level. The next time someone uses this phrase, ask them just what it is they're talking about and what is the next level. The phrase, like so many others, is absolutely meaningless. Of course, reporters who hear these statements could ask for clarification, but they probably won't. I guess it would be nice if the use of such language really made a difference. It may make government officials think they're evading the issues, and reporters may think they're really imparting information when in fact they aren't. But here with the people with the paychecks and the pocketbooks, where it really counts, such words probably make no difference at all. I'm Larry Burris.